As West Virginia lawmakers head to the state capitol Wednesday morning for the first day of the legislative session, it's still unclear if the GOP will maintain its majority in the Senate. Senator Daniel Hall resigned from his seat earlier this month, but Hall's political history is causing party leaders on both sides to question who should be appointed to his seat. The West Virginia Supreme Court will ultimately decide. The 2014 midterm elections left the balance of power in the West Virginia Senate in flux. Results came in on election night, and it was a tie. 17 Democrats and 17 Republicans then held seats in the upper chamber. The tie, however, lasted just a few hours. That's when Senator Daniel Hall of Wyoming County changed everything.
Once the vote totals came in Tuesday night, I started receiving phone calls from across the state.
Phone calls attempting to persuade him to change party affiliations from a Democrat to a Republican. Hall made the switch, giving the GOP control of the chamber for the first time in 8 decades. He discussed the decision during an interview with West Virginia Public Broadcasting 2 days after his 2014 decision.
My job is to represent the people of my district. And this decision was solely based on putting my district in the best position to move forward.
But on January 3rd of this year, Hall decided instead to leave his district, resigning from his post in the West Virginia Senate. Since then, a battle, one that's both political and legal, has ensued.
We believe that what the statute is trying to do is preserve the mandate of the voters.
That's Anthony Magistro. He's a Charleston attorney representing the state Democratic Party in a lawsuit about who should replace Hall in the Senate. Republicans say since Hall was a member of their party when he resigned, a Republican should replace him. Democrats and Magistro, as their attorney, say since West Virginia code isn't exactly clear on the issue, the desire of the voters should be preserved.
And to do that, you have to appoint a Democrat who the people of the 9th Senatorial District elected, a Democrat, not a Republican.
The Democratic Party filed its lawsuit with the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, asking for an expedited decision since the 2016 legislative session is already upon us. Responses were filed Tuesday, but there's no timeline on when a final decision will be entered.
The Supreme Court has no role in whether or not we seat a Republican or a Democrat. This is a separate branch of government. We're not going to seat a Democrat.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch Carmichael's statement is a loaded one. Magistro says it's not about a separation of power, it's about checks and balances. The legislature writes the laws and the Supreme Court interprets them when there are questions about the intent. But on top of that, Carmichael is adamant that the Republican majority will not seat a Democrat. He says they'll vote against a Democratic appointment.
We judge the qualifications of the members, and we do not believe that a Democrat in that seat, after being vacated by a Republican, is qualified to hold it.
It takes just a simple majority vote, Carmichael says, to determine an appointed senator is not qualified. But Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler says disqualifying an appointee just because there's a D after his or her name is a dangerous precedent to set, not to mention leaves an entire senatorial district with only one of its 2 constitutionally provided senators.
If he's ordered by the court to do it, I'd be interested in seeing and try to disobey a court order.
So the legal decision in the case has obvious political implications. Justice Brent Benjamin has recused himself, likely because he's the only justice up for re-election this year. But there's more. Parties agree if a Democrat is seated and the Senate is once again tied 17-17, Republican Bill Cole will remain Senate president. But Kessler says both sides will have a lot more work to do when it comes to passing legislation.
It prevents the Republican majority, current Republican majority, as we saw last year, just running roughshod and forcing things down our throat and passing them whether we like them or not. So I think this instance is, if things are going to get passed, they're going to have to be more middle of the road and reasonable and not just we're going to pass it because we can.
It will hopefully cultivate a spirit of compromise between the parties, Kessler says. Majority Leader Carmichael agrees the parties will have to work together to get things done, but he's not willing to give in to the idea of a tie. Both sides are now awaiting a court decision, but it's obvious the court won't have the final word. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.